This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. I am Jake Kirshner. Doug will be here before you know it, as will Jen Horn. Now, starting off with a little bit of, I don't know if you want to call this good news or what. It's just tied into horrible news, but also definitely offering some closure to family members of victims as well as residents. I'm talking about the off-campus residence where four University of Idaho students were found dead in November. That is going to be demolished, the school said late last week. The owner of the three-story King Street house where those bodies, the bodies were found, had offered it to the university. And the offer was accepted by the university. The school decided to get rid of the structure, which is located just blocks away from the campus. These were the slayings that rocked not only the small community, but the nation, because not only was it just horrific, but the murderer escaped and there was that manhunt and everything. So this is definitely a healing step and removes the physical structure where the crime took place that just shook again the community and the nation, and demolition will also remove efforts to further sensationalize the crime scene, because one of the, I'm not sure if that's the word I'm looking for. There is a fascination with murder in our society, and it's not only serial killers, but anytime that there's just the scene of a crime, people flock to it. It becomes like if you go to Hollywood and there's the map of the Hollywood stars' homes and all of this stuff, and that's happening with murder scenes anymore. Now, the university is also going to evaluate options where students may be involved in the future development of the property. Not sure what they are going to do with that property, but the house itself definitely going to be torn down. There have been scholarships in honor of three of the students that have been established, and the fourth one is in the works. There's a plan also to create a memorial that's still being developed. The murderer, who I'm not even going to name, we know his name. We don't need to keep talking about him as a personal or a human being. He's a monster. Well, he was arrested late last year in Pennsylvania, and he has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder and burglary, and those four charges of first-degree murder will carry sentences that could include life in prison, possibly even the death penalty, and the preliminary hearings are scheduled to start June 26th. In other news, some money trouble. There is a man claiming that he is the true winner of a $2 billion Powerball ticket, the largest jackpot in the U.S. lottery history. He is alleging that another person stole his ticket from him, straight out from under him. Now, according to the lawsuit, Jose Rivera claims to have purchased the lottery ticket on November 7th from Joe's Service Center in California, a city east of L.A. Now, that same day, Rivera alleges a person named Reggie stole the ticket from him. On November 8th, the Powerball announced that the winning numbers were 10, 33, 44, nope, not 44, 41, 47, and 56. And then the red Powerball, number 10, that was the winning pattern. Rivera claims they matched the ticket he had purchased. Now, in February, the California Lottery named Edwin Castro the winner of the $2 billion Powerball. Both Castro and Reggie are named in Rivera's lawsuit, which seeks damages and a declaration that Rivera is the rightful winner of the drawing. Now, Rivera said he reported the allegations to the California Lottery, and the lottery said in a statement to an affiliate that it is not authorized to investigate any criminal activity. That's up for the authorities to handle and decide what's really going on with that. So I guess it's a to be continued type of saga.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you been playing the lottery, Jen?
Oh, no. But I get mad every time I don't win.
I know. My husband and I were talking the other day, and we're like, okay, because we always have our bucket list of things if we were to win the lottery, and a big portion of that would go to donations and doing something good
to your friends, like Jen.
And school tuitions for people in our families and all of that stuff. But then we also have the, like, a bucket list trip and all of that. And he's like, okay, so we just need to win the lottery. I'm like, we need to remember to play.
Right.
It's just one of the things. And it's
you
not
can't
that we're against
play.
We just
play.
Forget. Yeah, it's like we
Where's
always
your
forget
bucket
to play.
List trip, by the way?
Bucket list trip would be to go travel Europe for a month and just go around. Because I feel like a European vacation is not a laid-back vacation. That's more
it's
of a
not.
Trip. You know, the whole difference between a vacation and a trip. A trip, you're so active that you need a vacation after your trip. And I feel
yes.
like that's what a European trip would be.
It is. I've done it a couple of times. And you're generally in somewhere new every single night, or at least every few nights. You're seeing a million things. Yeah, you're walking lots of miles. I remember the very first time I got like a Fitbit, you know, before everybody had the Apple Watch and all that. I had a Fitbit, and I went to the Czech Republic, and it actually like started to vibrate and explode on me. The trip.
Oh,
they're like,
goodness.
Okay, lady, you need to like settle down, because we kept breaking all these records. There was like fireworks, like all these things, because you'd be walking like 30,000 steps a day, 40,000 steps a day. It's crazy.
And you don't even realize how much you're walking for a good period of it, because there's so much
you're
to
seeing
see.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, there is a man, a Massachusetts man, who, not Doug, unfortunately, but he won the lottery on playing numbers that he, it's a combination of anniversary days, birthdays, all of this, these numbers he's been playing for 20 years.
Wow, good for
well,
him.
Well, he, some kind of intuition told him to not only buy one ticket, but to buy six tickets. And he played six, he bought the six tickets, but he played the same numbers on every single ticket. And it won.
Wait, so he bought a lottery ticket with six. Did he split the money with himself then?
No, it was one of those things where it wasn't the big jackpot. It was.
Interesting.
So every single ticket.
That
was,
had the numbers won.
Yeah,
wow.
Had the numbers, so he won. So with the numbers that he matched, what it was is $25,000 a year for life for the winning ticket. Well, because he matched it with. He matched the first five numbers of this lottery. That's what he gets for every single ticket.
Wow.
So what he did was on five of the tickets, he took the cash out option, which would be $390,000 on his five prizes. The pre-tax total, like when you go all of those together, it was over $1.9 million. That's what he had. And then on the sixth one, he opted to receive the 20 annual payments for $25,000.
Good for him. So he got a lot of money up front, and he's got some money over the course of his life. So that's pretty good.
Right? And I did not know that this was even a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like something to do where
yeah,
you buy multiple tickets,
either.
All of the same number.
What state was he in?
Massachusetts.
Oh, that's right. You said it was Massachusetts. I wonder if that's like their special lottery there. Because what I was thinking is like, you know, if you buy Powerball or the Mega Millions, you pick the numbers and then everybody who has those winning numbers has to split a jackpot.
Yeah.
So how cool is that? Massachusetts coming in strong for this guy.
Exactly. And I didn't realize this. So, we know about the whole jackpot where you have to split it. But I guess if you don't win the jackpot but you win the guaranteed money, it doesn't matter how many people win that. Like, you don't have to split that part. You still get that full
awesome.
Thing. So that raises the question, depending on what the price of the jackpot or the size of the jackpot would be and how many people win, is it better to not hit all the numbers?
Exactly. Yeah, you might want to hedge your bets that way. At least you get the guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. You know, I always think about the lady at the White Elephant who won the lottery with the lottery ticket gift that she got. And I was like, you know, you always think about how you just don't play. And I know for some people it becomes a problem, so this is not what I'm talking about. But maybe once or twice wouldn't be a terrible idea to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, especially the scratchers or something. Give those
out.
Yeah,
don't get degenerate. But, you know, maybe it's a good idea. You got to play.
Yeah. A 72-year-old woman is dead, and two others were injured in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, after a Denny's sign fell on their crushed their car in the parking lot.
It was, I mean, talk about an accident, a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And just crushed the car.
They were all three in the car. The car was parked, and something happened. The sign just came down. A catastrophe is the only thing I can really think of.
Mm-hmm. They said it was weather, I think wind related, something like that. This sign had sustained some kind of damage. And
yeah.
How are you going to know? That's the thing with a big sign like that. It's not like people are climbing up there to see what kind of damage is done to the structure after big weather events. I can't imagine that happens regularly. It's surprising. I know this was, like we say, it's a freak accident. It was. But when you think about it, it's amazing to me, especially after big weather events, that these kinds of things maybe don't happen more often. We don't have to put this on the checklist of things that people are going to have to check on their property after it, you know, the wind or rain. We've been having all of that in Southern California.
Well, and especially in Kentucky in the South where you have tornadoes. You have Tornado Alley right over there. And you make up a good point. I don't know if many of these places that with their signs are still standing and they don't visually see any, there's no visible damage. I'm not sure many would even think to check it.
I can't imagine that they would. You don't ever, I mean, I've not worked at a Denny's or a place with a big sign like that, but I would think that that's pretty unusual to climb up and check out the structural integrity of a sign even after a weather event.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. But you would think these are one of those things that it went viral, and it's sad because people died, but that picture, it just ended up making its way around social media. I think it was just so impactful to see that sign just right on top of the car.
And it looks like something out of a movie.
Totally.
Like, it straight up looks like something out of, what is it, Final Destination or, what was that tornado? Twister.
Twister, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is 18 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be here before we know it, and so will Jen Horn. Now, Olivia Newton-John was honored with a state memorial service in Australia over the weekend, giving fans and her loved ones from around the world a chance to really celebrate her legacy. The event, which was live streamed and is available to still watch and will be available until March 5th, included Newton-John's husband, John Easterling, her daughter, Chloe. They paid tribute to the star with moving speeches. You had Delta Goodrum, who collaborated with Olivia Newton-John and played her in the 2018 Australian biopic miniseries, Olivia Newton-John, Hopelessly Devoted to You. She spoke at the event as well. There were video tributes that poured in from various famous friends who couldn't actually be there. Elton John, Hugh Jackman, Dolly Parton, Pink, Barry Gibb, Mariah Carey. The service was organized by Olivia Newton-John's family and announced earlier in the month. It was available for the public to attend. It happened at Hammer Hall in Arts Centre, Melbourne, after registration for an invitation began on February 10th. She was just world-renowned, iconic, legend, all of those things. Now, the event itself had been in the works since August, when Newton-John passed away at the age of 73 after a 30-year experience with breast cancer. It just kind of kept coming back. She was very notable for her work, not only in film and music and all of that, but with her work in breast cancer research and helping to fight against it, find a cure, an advocate in early testing, going and being monitored by your physicians, and reminding people as well that it's not only a female cancer. Men can get this too. There was a memorial service that happened in September in Southern California where Olivia Newton-John was celebrated by friends and family at the memorial service that was attended by John Travolta, Marie Osmond, Lisa Gibbons, Sircliffe, and other friends who also were able to make the trip from Australia. It's just hard to believe that she's already been gone for this many months. In other news, actor Joey Lawrence is looking back on a very scary and intense situation as a child and now laughing about it. This is an incident that happened in childhood where he had revealed this on his Brother Love podcast that he has with his two brothers. And he's now 46, but when he was 5 years old, he came to the defense of his mother, Donna, after she was mugged in New York City. This happened in 1981. And she was helping him pursue his stardom and his dream, and that's why they were in the city. And how he says it is they get off at the train station and they're trying to hail a cab, and, you know, he's five and he's with his mom and they're both dressed up because they're going to auditions, and she just, like, this man approaches them and basically picks Donna, the mom, up. Like, Joey Lauren says she wasn't a very big woman or anything, so this mugger, this robber, just, like, picks her up, steals, like, rips this brooch off of her. He's standing right there, takes her bag, takes her purse, takes all these things, and threw his mom in a trash can that, like, just to keep her from, I guess, going after him or something. And he says he doesn't really remember this part. More his mom's, like, telling him the story, but he apparently just, like, went completely belligerent over it. This 5-year-old wanting to defend his mom starts chasing after the guy, gets halfway down the block going, like, "You're not going to throw my mom in a trash can," and just completely ready to throw down with this guy, I guess, like, again, 5 years old. Obviously, he didn't catch up to him, but still, like, oh my goodness, what a brave little kid. I know that now we're kind of like, oh, that could have ended so badly, and obviously so glad it didn't. But can you imagine this 5-year-old just, like, shaking his fist and running after this mugger? Crazy brave. It's 27 after the hour.
A private label brand, also known as a store brand, is simply a product manufactured by another company and sold under the store's name. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Kiplinger.com reports that Costco's less expensive Kirkland Signature brand batteries are made by Duracell. Eater.com says Trader Joe's orders most of its products from name third-party manufacturers. The catch is that Trader Joe's and those suppliers keep the agreement secret. Compare name brand over-the-counter pills with the pharmacy's own brand. The packaging looks very similar. Read the fine print, same ingredients. Same conveyor belt, their lips are sealed. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around, making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is taking up a legal fight over President Biden's executive order plan to wipe away student loan debt and put the financial obligation onto you, the taxpayer. The High Court is hearing arguments today in two challenges to the plan, which so far has been blocked by judges on lower courts. Arguments are scheduled to last about 2 hours. President Biden held a Black History Month reception at the White House.
History matters and Black history matters. Look, I can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We learn what we should know. We have to learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth. and who we are as a nation.
The U.S. Marshals Service announced a security breach over a week ago that resulted in the compromise of sensitive information through a ransomware attack. The affected system contains law enforcement sensitive information, USMS investigations, and certain USMS employees. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Oh, well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed, and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. Now 34 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen. Good day program. It's the, what is today anyway? Today's the 27th, right? I lost track of the days. Over the weekend when I go to California, I tend to lose time and space and focus and concentration because I end up being just silly with my...
Yeah, you don't get jet lagged, which is astounding to me.
No, I don't. And not bad since... I'm about an hour off the red eye. But at any rate, the day is getting a hold of us, and we're getting a hold
of it, which is what we do here on the Good Day program, try to bring you into focus on what is going on, whether it's specifically about the day, whether it's philosophical things, whether it's stuff that I bow to. I bow before all creatures great and small here because I think that's how the universe works. And over the weekend, I spent a lot of time with small creatures. Now I'm back to big creatures like Jay Kirschner. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is quite ill, as I found out over the weekend, having some time with her father, supposed to be with her as well. And so but there's a lot of stuff going around. And especially in California where the weather is so, I actually would tell you that the last 3 days that I spent in California were the worst days I have ever spent there, and I've been going there for 30 years. The weather was atrocious. The rain didn't, like, where you are, Jay, in Ohio, where I am here in Massachusetts, we'll get rain for 3 or 4 hours, and then it'll stop, or maybe it'll drizzle for a while, but it doesn't pour and pour and pour like it did 3 days, pouring all the time. There were all the floods that you heard about are real.
Yeah.
Things being shut down.
It's that cold rain, right? That like goes straight.
Yeah,
to
it was. It was like 42, 43, 44 degrees. Ugh. Yeah.
You were looking forward to getting there and avoiding whatever was going to be happening in Boston.
Well, I always look forward to going there. The weather was a distraction. All the other things that went on, Miles and I decided we were going to go bowling. So we got on our pony and went over to the big bowling alley. And inside, when we went in, we have been bowling before. And I guess I didn't use any common sense. Went inside to this bowling alley. The waiting line to get an alley was 3.5 hours.
Good grief.
Yeah. So then Matthew and Megan and I decided, okay, well, on Sunday we'll go over after I get done spending time with a few other folks. We'll gather everybody up and we'll go over. So we reserved an alley. And they won't let you reserve for less than 2 hours. And it's $185 to reserve an alley for 2 hours. So,
that sounds about right for L.A.
Does it? I haven't been bowling for a long time.
Elsewhere, that's absurd.
Yeah, maybe it is L.A. I don't know. It just seems like it's kind of usury in a manner of speaking. But at any rate, okay, so we've got lots of things that are happening. Here's something I found quite interesting. There are archaeologists who in Egypt have succeeded in completely excavating a small Roman city in the classical capital of Luxor. Now, everybody in America thinks Luxor is part of Las Vegas, but Las Vegas got it from the Egyptian connection. So anyway, this particular community that they found had workshops and homes and various decorations. The fellow from the Egyptian Ministry of Antiquities was talking about this over the weekend, the importance of the discovery revealed the oldest Roman residential city on the eastern side of what now is Luxor. So the capital of Thebes, those of you who studied the Middle East when you were in school, this is a pretty good representation of what it was like during the Roman era. They found copper, bronze coins. They found water bottles. I bet they weren't plastic, though.
Well, yeah. a complete city, just completely underground, like uncovered.
Yeah, right, exactly. I wonder what will happen in 400 or 500 years or 4,000 or 5,000 years when they uncover your home, my home. We think that we're in the modern era, and as far as we're concerned, we are in the modern era.
Really, yeah.
But we will be at some point in time. Wrap your head around this. At some point in time, where we are living and how we are living will become the subject of people's studies. Like, remember, what was it like? I wonder how it was like 4 million years from now when the planet is, who knows what will be crawling around Maybe the bugs will just be here and that'll be it.
We know cockroaches will still survive.
Yeah, right.
But also, well, like, when you think of these ancient cities that become buried and uncovered, and there's no skyscrapers or anything, and it's a completely different type of material. Will the material that we use today withstand? Will, when we talk about cities, like complete cities just toppling over, will they literally topple over? Will the skyscrapers be on their sides buried? And then they're looking in and wondering, like, wow, these are really long buildings because they're laying horizontal, or will they know that they once stood vertical?
Well, what will it be like when they discover what we consider to be modern technology, digital technology, the biggest changes to life in decades since the industrial revolution of the 1870s and 1880s? The biggest change has not been necessarily our homes or our cars, although that's all big and different and it's a big change. Can you imagine what Abraham Lincoln would think if he was riding around in a bulletproof car? President of the United States. Yeah, he used to ride around the horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we compare ourselves, and that's just...
It really wasn't until JFK, because he was in a convertible.
Yep, he was in an old Lincoln convertible. Right, exactly. So it wasn't until after that they made it a bulletproof machine. But I guess I'm wondering what sort of thing, what are we leaving behind? Think about that. Think about you, what you do for work, what your relationships are, what things, what tools, what devices do you use? How do you manage your life? How do you manage business? How do you manage your time? How much time do you spend hanging out with friends? And, you know, I'm thinking about what it was like when I was a teenager. And then I think about what it was like when my parents were teenagers. And then I look at teenagers today and I wonder how much more rapidly things have changed as we've moved along since, again, the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And how much of that will be obvious 500 years from now, 5 million years from now, 50 million years from now. We talk on the telephone, or we talk on our devices. I remember when I was a kid talking on the telephone, I would never have thought that there would be cars that had phones in them. Or,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Or there were phones and cars before we realized that that was a thing. Elvis has one of his cars in the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville.
Yeah.
And there is a phone and a TV in the car.
Yeah.
And
but that wasn't
the Jetsons.
That wasn't general consumption, though. Today, it's what everybody has in their cars. And that's what,
well, in their pockets,
in
even.
In their pockets. Right. So then when we talk about the realities of the measured things like buildings and roads and systems, if you will, then what about the mental health? What about how people live their lives? Will that be studied? We kind of know, speaking about this Luxor, about this city, this is sort of what cranked my mind into this position. Think about what we know about them and what we've discovered. We have put the pieces together. So when we look at this era that we're in right now, what will be the hallmark of it? Will it be the devices? Will it be the people? Is how we live, for many people, is predicated on these devices. And when you look at how long people lived back in that era, 30, 40 years old was the average length of life, maybe that's a little older than that. But do we know much about how young girls lived, how young boys lived?
No.
Or is it, you know,
what kind of personalities they had, who their friends were, what kind of family did they grow up in? But we do pay attention to the tools that they had or that they used, or if there was anything that they with what they were buried. And so I think the devices will definitely be a big thing. But if you go back, and do you remember the Jetsons cartoon?
Sure.
They basically prophesied.
There's George Jetson.
Yeah.
Do.
They had Zoom calls. They had FaceTime. They had telehealth. They had all of that stuff in the show. And here we are living it in our reality.
Right. So there was something, somebody who was doing that had a focus on the future, if you will. But then I go back to thinking about what we're leaving behind and how my son-in-law and I, he's a prof at UCLA, my daughter is as well. We were talking about this over the weekend, had a conversation about mental health and how things are on the college campuses today versus when they were in college doing the same thing that students are doing now that they're teaching. What was it like when you were there? And then I thought back, because I have a, you know, a generational different point of view when I went to college, and how they have to be so concerned about mental health issues because there is so much. They have 100,000 people on the campus of UCLA, between the student body, between the staff, between the professionals, the teachers and professors and stuff, 100,000 people in this like 1 square mile area of Los Angeles. And what does that do the in terms of what they're getting out of the education, what life is like for girls and boys or young men and young women that are going to college, and just about college, but the suicide rate among teenagers and young adults who are going to college is bananas. And it's more, the suicide rate for girls is higher than the suicide rate for boys. If they can't make it in, whether it's the class or socially, this is, I don't like the word crisis, but I think about it in terms of where we all are. And I'm, again, I'm reflecting about what will people think about us in, in 1,000 years or 10,000 years or whatever it is. What will be, do we see positive trends? Because there are some. There's always, there's the negative and then there's the positive. If you look at the suicide rate is high, but the number of teenagers and young adults being killed in vehicle accidents is falling actually pretty rapidly. And that was something we were talking about. The number of...
That's really good.
They just did a big study at UCLA about the results of pregnancies on the campus and bullying and all that sort of thing is down. So, again, you weigh it. Good stuff, bad stuff, but certainly something to think about, which is what we're all about here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test...
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. At this time each week, we're joined by the one, the only, the fabulous, the impeccable. Let's see, what else can I... That's four good adjectives anyway.
That's pretty good.
Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You said you were getting a lot of calls and questions from people about space heaters and gas heaters. When I say gas, I don't mean gasoline. I mean natural gas or propane. Or is there a difference between the two? The way they operate is the same, but is there a difference between...
There is a difference, and that has to do with the valves. But what I was talking about, Doug, was these ventless natural gas fireplaces that folks seem to love. Now, I'll start by saying in Canada, where the regulations are much stricter, you can't even have this type of a heater in Canada. And the reason is because it says ventless. Well, it's not really ventless. It's venting into your house.
Yeah.
It's a technology where instead of exhausting the combustion gases outside, they're basically exhausted back into your house. And it came up because folks were complaining about the moisture that now is forming in their houses, condensation inside the windows and that kind of stuff. And so people are responding, well, you can use a dehumidifier. Well, yeah, that might take out some of the moisture, but you still have all the combustion gas and the byproducts of combustion that are left, which is one of the reasons I really have never, ever been a fan of the ventless or vent-free
dangerous. Yeah.
You know, heaters. I just don't think that they're safe, and I don't like the idea that they dump all this moisture into the house, and they put all this carbon monoxide, potentially carbon monoxide, back into the house. If for any reason the burners get maladjusted, they get out of adjustment, they get dirty, they would under-combust, and then they could spit out a lot of carbon monoxide.
Yep. So if we don't use them, what do we use?
Well, if you don't use them, people use those because they want the effect of a fireplace. I think they're really more cosmetic than practical.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you go back to the basics. So if you want to have a fireplace, and if you want to have a gas fireplace, you just make sure it's vented. It's vented outside. And mm-hmm. you know, you can use what's called a zero clearance fireplace these days, which these are the manufactured ones, and it's called zero clearance because you don't have to have it embedded within brick walls. It can go against the combustible surface with no clearance because it's insulated and designed for that purpose.
Wow.
So there are other types of fireplaces that you can use.
All right. So there's a word to the wise. Here's one of our listeners in Georgia, excuse me, who's looking for a way to keep his skylights clean. How about you wash them, pal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly you can wash
them. Get up on the roof.
He was saying that his roof is very steep. It's hard to get close enough and all of that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, if you can reach them with a hose, and that's great. And then you have the extension poles, you know, with squeegees on the end of them and that sort of thing. But mm-hmm. something is interesting in that area that's changing right now, Doug, and that is the type of glass that manufacturers are using for skylight construction. Velux has a new product out that's called NEAT, N-E-A-T glass. And it basically combines sort of the low E energy efficiency of the dual pane glass with coatings on the glass that help it wash off, help make sure that the dirt and the debris and the moss doesn't stick. It's a combination of silicon dioxide and titanium dioxide. One of them reduces water spots. The other one encourages the decomposition of the organic material, like that algae that gets stuck on there. And that makes it a lot easier to have them be cleaned for the long haul. And then, mm-hmm. of course, the other option is if you do replace them, you could always go for an operable skylight, or even better yet, a roof window. And a roof window being the kind that has sort of the pivot in the middle of the glass, so the whole thing flips like almost 360 degrees.
Yeah.
And this way you can clean it like any other window.
Yeah. All right, so you have every week an episodic adventure on your Money Pit website, the Money Pit podcast. What's the latest there? What are you organizing for people in terms of helpful hints?
Yeah, well, episode 2287 just posted.
2287.
It's hard to believe that I've done.
Have you
done episodes?
Good God!
But I have.
Yeah. Really?
And I think that's only since we started counting.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly
but no,
days.
We we have some tips on how to organize your freezer for efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do some. We talk about heated driveways in this episode.
What do you mean? You putting pipe water and stuff underneath the driveway?
Those folks that are out in the West that are getting pounded with snowstorms would appreciate this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to have a driveway that snow doesn't stick to, you can put a heating system underneath.
Isn't that expensive though? Really
sure
crazy
expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just like, you know, it's like having subslab heat in your house but under a driveway. And
Cost okay. All right. Check out the Money Pit at moneypit.com / in this case, podcast. But there's a lot of other great information. They have the way to organize, as Tommy was saying, the freezer and stuff. A lot of great ideas at moneypit.com/newsletter as well. So Tom Kreitler with Doug Steffen here at 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.